Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Marlon Brando, Jimmy Dean,
Star.
Grace Kelly, Gene Kelly,
Famous,
Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire,
V.I.P.
Betty Davis, DiMaggio.
The Celebrity Game.
Herbie, I love this time of the week. Yeah. Put you to the test. Play a voice of a celebrity. You just have to work out who they are. And today we are basing it off of Kanye West. And here's a little, I guess, dig at Pete Davidson, the comedian, and now the guy that's dating Kim. K.
That's right, his ex. It's a bit childish for me, looking on. I mean, each their own. We're not in the situation. We don't know the ins and outs. But
that's
he's
right.
Now leaking text messages that Pete has said to him. And I think, hey,
I think
you don't do that.
Pete was trying to do the right thing because it was about co-parenting, and that's where today comes in. Basically saying, they're your kids, I'm not coming here to be their dad.
Yeah.
And when you're comfortable, I'd like to meet him, et cetera, like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, he did the right thing. But obviously it happens all the time, especially, I don't know, in Hollywood, it just seems like splits happen a bit more. It's a bit more intense, isn't it?
Yeah.
A bit shorter. So if you're doing well and you stay together, it's great.
Pat on the back.
So celebs that have co-parented or are co-parenting at the moment is today's topic.
Hard. There's so many, Josh.
It'll be all right.
Okay.
Let's see if you get the first one. Big star, but not so much in movies.
Frustrating in the sense that sometimes, people...
Big star, but not in the movies.
No.
So he's a singer.
No.
He's a comedian.
No.
Then what is he?
Sports star.
Go again.
Frustrating in the sense that sometimes, people don't really leave you alone at certain times. And
is it... it doesn't sound like LeBron.
No, it's not LeBron.
It's not Tom Brady.
No.
No.
Different sport altogether.
Oh, boy. I don't think I'm going to get
golf.
This one. Golf. It's Tiger Woods.
Yes, well done.
Yes. So you handle me the clues, I will give you the answer.
Okay. Drip feed you them.
Yep.
Let's see if we can get it.
Okay.
All right, next one. Let's have a listen. These are co-parenting, or people that are doing co-parenting in Hollywood.
I hope it's a book that people read, but it's probably a book that nobody should read because I know nothing.
A little bit of...
Everyone thought this was the glory couple before they broke up. Everyone was like shattered.
When they broke up.
She's a comedian actor.
Oh,
he's
God.
A comedian actor.
He's a comedian actor.
He got good looking.
Oh, I know. It's Anna Faris.
Yes.
I was shattered, Josh.
Yeah,
you're
a lot
right.
of people were.
And they've got the cutest little son.
Yeah.
Oh, but they've both got partners now, and they're That's both it. Actually speaking together. Like,
That's good.
Yeah.
Co-parenting.
Co-parenting
That's
well.
It. All right, next one.
Yes, I was born and raised here and living a life that was...
Is that Drew?
That is
That's
Drew,
Drew.
Barrymore. Yeah.
She got jeepers. I didn't know much about her.
Yeah.
She got kids.
Kids, yeah.
I did not know that.
Last one. I think you should get it.
Okay. Say no more.
And then I started working all the time. I wasn't getting any work, and then I shaved my head and I started getting all the work. So I was like, I guess...
He shaved his head. Bruce Willis.
A lot of people... No, I think he went bald.
Okay.
A lot of people think this guy has some great dance moves.
Great dance moves he does.
Particularly in one movie.
It's not Latrell from White Chicks. White Chicks.
No, it's Channing Tatum.
He does have great dance moves. Not as good as Latrell from White Tricks.
That's very true. Debbie and Josh drive you home with K-Rock 955.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 955.
We had a very exciting weekend, Josh, because for once you agreed to hang out with me outside of work time, which was so exciting for me to start.
Well, it was a good day. And we were celebrating our boss. One of our bosses is leaving, Big
That's
Bad
right.
Barry. You might have heard him on the show before. Absolute legend. Just wanted to get to see him, and then you were there as well.
So. I came, picked you up. I was lucky enough to meet your in-laws.
Yeah,
Keith and Elder.
Kat's parents, Keith and Elder.
Love them.
Great people.
Great that you're marrying into that family. They're legendary.
Yeah.
And then we head off to Barry's, who put on probably one of the best spreads I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
That was...
Delightful.
I wish I had that yesterday because, unfortunately, after we left Barry's, we should have gone home.
We should have. Absolutely should have gone home.
But we didn't, Josh. No. We decided we'll head on down to the Barking Dog in Geelong West. And we were having a drink there and we noticed, hang on, is that words on a screen out the back?
Mm.
Yes, it is. That means karaoke was happening.
Oh, no.
And right then and there, you and I were done. We were sold. We thought, okay, bring it on.
Oh, I don't even know why we did it. I really don't know why.
You go put your name down. You wait for your name to be called out.
You didn't want to go by yourself, so you put my name down with you. And I came up with you. That's what happened.
No, it's not. You
coerced into it.
You were not. You wanted to. You said, come on, Herbs, let's do it. And you were too scared to go up, so I had to come
I'll let you choose the song as well. First one you chose, don't know why, this isn't a very good pump-up song, no, I don't think. This is a shocking choice for karaoke.
It's great. I wish you were there. Gosh, you can get into it. Yeah. And the reason I pick it, Josh.
No one else got into it but us. It was so quiet out the front. I can't explain that enough.
But the reason I picked that is because it's not too much vocal.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, talent is needed. It's more words being said.
Yeah.
And so most people after attempting that would go, we don't need to go in for round two.
We're done. No one got up and supported us. We're done for the night.
We saw that as a challenge. Names down again.
Mm.
And I reckon we sang the best song for karaoke, Josh.
This is what it's supposed to sound like.
Don't stop believing.
Great duet. We both had our roles and we both played them. I then woke up yesterday, checked my phone and thought, oh my, someone filmed us on my phone. So I actually have the footage.
Yeah. And I just don't think we should share it.
I think we should.
On the Surf Coast, because I think, you know, people are driving home. They've had a long day. They don't want to hear we're dribbling as it is. They don't want to hear.
Yeah, but this is a pickup. They can listen to it and go, geez, we're doing better than those two.
Just so you know, I can feel my heart pounding right now. The anxiety and regret.
You need to play it.
Pulsing through my veins right now.
This is live audio of Josh and I performing at the Barking Dog Saturday night.
I'm back in Gin Street. Once again, no one supporting us at all. You had to drag
people. I dragged a lady up. So to anyone that was there, thank you for putting up with our performance. But we do want to get into karaoke songs right now, Josh.
52232955. We'll do a double question. If you want Herbie to never sing again, give us a call. Or what's the best karaoke song? Because I just don't think Tenacious D Tribute was a great choice.
Journey's great.
Journey's good, but there was just some that we just left. We didn't pick the right songs. We certainly didn't pick the ones in our vocal range. 52232955. Love to hear from you. I'm asking for your help about choosing the right karaoke song to get people up and about, because we absolutely struggled on the weekend, didn't
we,
Herbie?
We thrived. 52232955.
No one was dancing, and I could hear.
I went round. I collected the troops. Everyone was up and about, Josh. You and I, we saw different things on Saturday night, but we did sing to Tribute first. Bit of a flop, won't lie.
Yeah.
And then we brought it home with Journey.
Yeah, absolutely.
Banger.
That sounds good. Ours not so much.
I thought we sounded great at the time. We do have Grace from Newtown. What is your favourite karaoke song?
So I do love the movie A Star Is Born. And so I like to sing Shallow with Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a big song.
It's a tough song. And also, I just don't feel like it's going to get people up and about if you can't sing it. You know, like it's just one of those ones that you need.
How's the crowd gone with it, Grace? They gone around you?
I do get the standing applause. I do have to rope my friend in now and then to be the Bradley Cooper, but I do get the standing applause.
See, that's pretty good.
You've got
good.
The confidence of Herbie. There's no doubt about that. That's incredible.
Some
that,
of us are just talented, Josh.
Now, this is awkward because this guy reckons he saw us on the weekend at the Barking Dog Packington Hall in Hamlin Heights. How are you?
Hey, legends. Yeah, no, I definitely saw you on the weekend. And if you guys were on The Voice, I don't think any chairs would be turning around.
You probably only heard Josh's part.
Out of 10, what are you saying, Paul?
Oh, minus 5.
Oh, dear. Well, give us a bit. You know,
we gave it. We
constructive
gave it
criticism
shot.
Would have been better. Herbie and Josh and K-Rock.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Who am I? Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
This is a history lesson for everyone. We take a step back in time and see what's going on, and we welcome into the studio to help us out, Louis from the newsroom.
Hello, hello, hello.
How was your weekend, Louis?
Yeah, it's not too bad, actually.
Did you watch the Super Bowl today?
I did. I had it on in the newsroom.
It was good background for everyone today.
Yeah. Did you watch the halftime show?
Yep.
Yes, absolutely.
One of the best.
Loved it.
Loved
it.
One of the best.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. All right, let's see if you guys can get this, though. Other things that have happened in history, I will tell you about it, and then I've reversed a song. You just have to tell me the artist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, buzz in with your names. We're going to 1987. This song hit number one in the US, where it stayed for 4 weeks.
1987? 1987. Josh, Bon Jovi. What is it? Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no, I've gone blank. Living on a Prayer.
Yes. Oh, Josh.
He was halfway there.
Yeah.
The title.
Okay.
Wow. Best of five, obviously. Thank you.
2004, after 9 weeks at number one in the US, this song made way for another song, but they're by the same artist.
By the same artist, okay.
Yeah.
Louis, it's Outkast, Hey Ya.
It is indeed.
So what was the other song?
So the song that took over was The Way You Move, which I don't really remember.
I don't know.
I don't remember that one, but yeah, it took over.
Jeansy does.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't even get that one. So.
2006, these girls, they debuted their studio album in the US.
These girls, yeah. Josh, it's the Veronicas. Untouched.
You're on it. What a banger.
Absolute banger.
Huge hit.
You know what song I liked? Was it My Blood or something? Was that one that came out more recently, the Veronicas one?
Oh,
In My Blood?
Yeah. That was good too. Yeah.
They've done well to stick around, haven't they?
They have.
Keep up with the times.
All right, Louis, to keep you in this, 2008, Oasis frontman, he married this person. She's from a girl group.
Do you know? You're looking like you know the answer already.
I didn't think you guys would know.
No.
Okay. Well, thanks for the faith. All right, here we go.
Louis.
Oh, okay, you go, Louis.
Well, no, it's not.
Never.
I was gonna say. Oh, it's
We need something here, Louis.
Two.
All Saints, Never Ever.
Yes, yes. He's got an in. Oh. Yeah. How's that? So frontman Liam Gallagher married Nicole Appleton.
Hold
of
on.
The All Saints.
I need to get this going because, you know, I just think it deserves it.
Oh, a bit of a tie-breaker.
I do let you get in there, but...
Yep.
And that didn't set me well last week when I did it for Herbie. So let's hope that this goes a bit better for me. Here we go.
This person is celebrating their 50th birthday today.
Louis.
Oh, no.
Are you saying this person or this band?
Well,
because this person's gone solo, you see.
Yes, but obviously.
What's the song?
It was 3 a.m. It's Rob Thomas or Matchbox 20.
Wait, can you say both?
Josh, he handballs another win.
I'm going to stop being generous to you two, you know. I've got to go for the kill. That's why I was
be
never
selfish.
Good sport, you know.
Yeah.
Like it just wasn't, you know, it wasn't bloodthirsty enough. Louis
well
Zakhar from the newsroom, congratulations.
Thanks.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 955.
Happy Valentine's Day, Herbie, to all those people out there that are celebrating.
Yes. Do you celebrate it with your beautiful partner, Kat?
Well, I'll give you, what do you think?
I'm going to say no, but maybe you're the first year you thought, I've got to really try to do something so she does stay. So maybe one of the years you did?
No, never.
She still stayed.
Yeah, she did. Don't know what I've got going on for me, but it's working. So I'm going to stick with it. But obviously a lot of people do celebrate, and that's good.
Yeah.
The first Valentine that was ever sent was in the 15th century.
Was it?
If you know, you know.
Wow. really is a tradition, isn't
it? It was a poem, yeah. Guy wrote it to his love.
You do a bit of poetry.
I do.
You could.
Great poetry too.
You could be a great romantic.
It's pretty. I mean, love's always been around, hasn't it?
Yeah.
You know? It's goes to show. You know those heart-shaped boxes?
Yes.
They were first introduced 1861 was the first one sold.
Stop it.
Yep. Now you have something close to about 35 million kilos of chocolate in those heart-shaped bobs a year.
Yeah. That's a lot of chocolate. So much chocolate. Oh, I love it.
You know when you sign off a card and it says XOXO?
Yeah.
Didn't always mean hugs and kisses.
What does it mean?
So back in the day, so it was basically a symbol of the cross, the Christian cross, and then letters ended with a cross and a kiss to symbolise an oath.
Yep.
But then obviously as it became a little bit less, it was sealed with a kiss and then it moved on to kisses and hugs.
XOXO. I drop the O's a lot, to be honest.
Just kisses?
Just kisses.
Very giving person. 6 million couples get engaged each year on Valentine's Day.
Not sure about that.
Not the day for you?
I believe your facts, but yeah, not for me.
So
if he proposed today.
Farmer Finley, I'm about to say his name and he would have been upset about that. So if he was supposed, you say no. You're like, no, that's not the day.
Yeah.
That's not the day for me.
I just think, do it on another day. That doesn't have the meaning of Valentine's Day. I guess it's an easy way for someone to remember your anniversary, though, if you're a person that doesn't remember, you know?
Of the day you got engaged.
Yeah,
I guess so. You know those conversation hearts, the little hearts that have a, like, you leave me breathless and
Oh, yeah.
8 billion of those are manufactured each year.
Eight billion?
Yeah, they have to start the day after Valentine's Day, so tomorrow, and it's about 50,000 kilos per day are produced.
That is ridiculous.
They're not even good.
When do they get a break? Literally Valentine's Day.
No.
Only day off.
Machines are just getting pumped, aren't they?
Far out.
I like this one, though. Kids are the real winners.
Okay.
Of Valentine's Day. So instead of people doing it with their partners, what they'll do is they'll choose their child as a Valentine and then give them a present.
That's nice. You could play favourites.
Like get them a rose or something?
Yeah.
You won't like this, though. In America, right, they spend about $751 million on pet Valentines.
Oh, my
gosh. So they ask their pets to be a Valentine.
If you know, you know.
That is just such a waste of money. I understand people love their pets. I get that. But every day of the year you can do it. Get yourself a human Valentine or don't celebrate it at all.
Okay, just because you're finally in a relationship, you can say that. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Super Bowl Monday.
Yeah, it's huge, isn't it?
Massive. Did you get around it?
Yeah, always watch it. Yeah. I try and watch as many games as I can, but obviously we work.
Who's your team again?
Green Bay. Packers.
The Packers.
Yeah, they didn't have a good run in the finals again.
That's all right. It's always next year. But it was the Rams who won this year.
That's right.
And I know for many people they might think, oh, sport, don't really care. But majority people do really care about the halftime.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it was huge today, wasn't it?
Dr. Dre. Oh, I loved it.
What about it did you love?
I just loved how it was set up. It wasn't all about, like, you know, your synchronized dancing this time. It was about the actual performance and the amount of characters they brought out. I mean, Snoop Dogg, you had 50 Cent hanging upside down like a bat. What was that was exciting.
He aged a little bit in the body.
And he's allowed to.
He's allowed to. Of course he is.
He'd
be like getting close to 50, wouldn't he?
You'd think so.
Yeah.
He's done a lot. He does a bit of acting.
Yeah, for sure.
You know? Pops into some films.
Power and stuff, yeah.
But it's good. And it's so exciting. And then you read all the articles now and you see all the big shots that were actually at the Super Bowl.
Mm.
So many. Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, she
there.
Went last year as well. So obviously,
she's
big fan
connection.
Of it. Saw J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
Yes.
Kanye was there.
He brought his kids North and Saint.
Geez, haven't they gotten older?
They've gotten older, but I don't know why, if you've got your kids, why are you putting a balaclava on your face, Kanye?
Well, I don't know. It's a stocking, isn't it?
It's
a weird look. He's doing it. He's sticking with it. That's a man that's committed to that look. There's no doubt about it.
It was a big day. I actually was lucky enough. I went down to Sporting Globe to go visit Tom and Lingy.
Mm-hmm.
They were down there tons of people,
yep.
which was packed. Found out that Lingy has been to a Super Bowl before
yep.
with his wife. They did their honeymoon at a Super Bowl, which I thought genius.
What a good way to start to celebrate.
Yeah, and because you get a halftime show too, so it's not just, you know,
no,
about
you
the
do.
Sport.
You get a concert, yeah.
But over in America, I know it is huge, and it's huge for not just the game reason, but something else. The ads, Josh.
Yeah, which we don't get, but they all talk about it. Because how much does an ad cost these days?
Millions.
Yeah.
Millions. They even, because this year they had a trailer for one of the ads.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Apparently they spent $7 million on cryptocurrency advertising.
Really?
Yeah, like all the different crypto. So obviously that shows you that's making a lot of money.
It's too much. Too much. But because of it, Josh, I thought, why not celebrate the Super Bowl today and bring back one of our favourite games in honour of it? The ad game.
The ad game. It's coming back.
It's coming back, Pepe.
Love that. We'll do that next.
Not Happy Jam.
The ad game.
1-3-0-0-6-5-5-0-6.
With Abby and Josh.
You look so hot today. Like a sunrise.
You don't know it. I'm excited, Josh. I'm excited. We thought that the ad game was no more.
That's right. We ran out of ads last year, didn't we? We went through a fair few.
We did. But because the Super Bowl was on today and that is a day which honours and celebrates and gets behind some ads.
Yeah, it's incredible how it's worked. I guess because obviously there's so many people watching.
That's
right. And so they talk about the advertisement and then they've just grown and...
And now it's
great way for branding, isn't it?
Exactly.
You know?
It's so much money. But because of that, we've brought the ad game back, Super Bowl edition. So I found three ads... Not from this year. They're from just all time.
Yeah.
And they are at companies that are here in two in Australia because that also is a bit of a problem with some of the ads. And you just simply have to tell me what company it is.
All right. Let's start with the first one then.
I feel like it's an easy one.
Okay. Let's find out. I mean, that's a lot of grunting, so I don't know where the easy part's coming in. Not a lot of clues as such.
It's coming.
All right.
Mike, what is your deal,
man? Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Oh, it's got to be Snickers, doesn't it? Surely.
It is.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
What a classic ad with Betty White. That was a ripper.
May she rest. In peace.
Oh, 100%.
I love her.
What all a right. great ad. Okay, well done. You're on the board.
Thank you. That's all you have to do.
Next one.
All right.
Hey, we're back. 2020, man. That was a great year. Not.
Ooh. I know. It's got, obviously, what's their names from that show? What's his name?
Wayne.
Wayne's World. That's it.
Yeah. You're on the right path.
We just wanted to say that we'll see you soon for the game. Which, for legal reasons, cannot be named.
What are they selling?
It's a hard one. I'm going to be on your side.
Okay. It's tough.
It's tough, but I've got another clue coming up for you.
We'll see you on the big bowl.
The gigantic bowl.
Totally legal.
Yeah, completely legal.
Is that the hint?
That's
the
your clue.
The doorbell?
Is it?
It's going to be, is it Menulog or Uber Eats?
It's Uber Eats.
Global Eats wins world.
That was true. That would have been a bit, wasn't it?
They would have been paid a lot to come back to that one. Ridiculous.
Good ad.
Great ad. And I was hoping the doorbell because we heard it a lot over the tennis. So I was like, it should be in his memory.
That's their little sonic sound, isn't it? Yeah.
Exactly, right exactly. On. Okay, let's bring it home, big boy.
And there's your beautiful baby.
Any day now.
Really?
Okay, they're eating something. Is it? It's a common thing, so I should be able to get it, you reckon?
It's a big brand, yeah.
Do you see what I have to deal with?
I know.
So,
okay.
I'll break it down a little bit.
Are they in therapy?
They're getting checking the ultrasound of the baby. So there, you got a beautiful baby boy.
Oh, give me that.
This I've got nothing. It's just a random collection of sounds.
Sorry.
Did you think this was an easy one as well?
No, it's a bit of a tricky one, but a big brand. So he's eating something and she's annoyed at him eating.
Is it Doritos?
Josh, it's Doritos.
You're eating Doritos?
Oh, wow.
Well, that was a big ad.
No, thanks for that. It is Abby and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955. Hard to get that last one, though.
Go and watch it. It's better visually.
Oh, good afternoon.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Over in New Zealand at the moment, Josh, there's some protests. They're similar to what's happening all around the world. We've seen them here. It's against the COVID-19 mandates.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
And they've been going on for a couple of days, hanging outside of the New Zealand Parliament. And
still, they feel like they've been there forever.
They're taking up a little bit of space now in terms of, you know, people are trying to get along with it and they're like, how can we get rid of the protesters?
Yeah.
And the police have been coming up with very different tactics. First, they thought they would try and drown them with some music and they started playing the Macarena. Which, that would get annoying for me.
Yeah, but you'd be dancing at the start, wouldn't you?
Yeah. You go, oh, this is fun. Oh, now I'm sick of it. But on Saturday evening, British musician James Blunt, he tweeted an offer to help the old New Zealanders out. He said, give me a shout. If this doesn't work, I don't know what will. So a few hours later, what came over the speaker?
You're beautiful.
Oh, that's cool.
It didn't really push the protesters on, but no. I just love James Blunt.
Oh, he's a gun, isn't he? He's actually, like, I don't mind his music.
No.
I think he's pretty good.
Great song. Also, the Three Wise Men.
Wise Men, yeah, that's a good one. That's an absolute banger, isn't it?
And because every time there seems to be some big news article at the moment, James Blunt's got his name attached to it.
Well, that's right. The Spotify thing with Joe Rogan, how Neil Young pulled his music.
Yeah.
James Blunt promised he would put more music out.
And then, funnily enough, after that, because he did threaten that,
yeah,
his album, which was The Stars Beneath My Feet,
yeah,
actually overtook Ed Sheeran and Adele.
Oh, really?
Which is just
that's awesome.
Crazy to think. So he just seems like a good bloke.
Yeah.
And having a look at his Twitter, that's where the fun really happens. So I want to read you some of his tweets because he's just a joker who's making a lot of money. Googled his net worth at the moment, $18 million.
Oof.
And that's just, you know, off Wikipedia, so who knows the ins and outs.
Yeah, he's doing well.
So one guy tweeted saying, no one really likes James Blunt, right?
Yeah.
He retweeted, said, yeah, I bought those 20 million albums myself.
Oh, that's good.
Which is great.
20 million is pretty good, isn't it?
That's amazing. Does anyone else hate James Blunt's voice? I can't stand it, James Blunt. I never liked the sound of my own voice till it made me rich. All good fun.
He's a legend.
There's a lady named Sassy. She said, oh, my God, James Blunt is on the TV downstairs. And can this day get any worse? James Blunt, coming upstairs right now. But this one I think I like the best.
Alrighty.
It's not, you know, it's not the funniest or anything, but I think it's the smartest move that he's playing. So someone has said, I can't escape James Blunt. First it's on in the car and now on repeat in the shop. I can't stand it. I hate him. James Blunt. Next, he'll be stalking you on the internet.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah.
Or?
Nah, yeah.
All right, Herbie. Some of the things you might have done on the weekend might pop up today.
You don't want to be throwing that out. My weekend was spent with you.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. So, yeah, nah for no, nah, yeah. These are just the daily topics. See where you sit. We'll get your opinion in just a sec. Let's kick it off with this one. Being a trillionaire.
Yeah, nah.
Or? Nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. We always want more money. But I do think it would get to a point where that's too much. That is a lot.
That's too much money for me.
Yeah.
I think I'd just...
I'd still take it if someone's offering
it. Yeah, absolutely. But I don't want my life to change too much. I just want it to be a little bit easier.
Yeah. You just want to know you can afford that house.
I still want to hang out with my mates.
Yes, exactly.
So a guy, there was a bit of an issue with his power, so they all gave him a bit of compensation over in the UK because it was a bit of an outage, and they thought, you know what, we're just going to send you a gift to say, sorry for the inconvenience, here's a bit of money.
Oh, that's nice.
They end up sending him $2.3 trillion as the compensation amount. Obviously a typo, an accident, but geez, imagine if that was the case. No, that's real.
Far out. But that's still, what were they going to send him? Because how much of a typo with the zeros? Like, did they just fall asleep?
Someone fell asleep, yeah. They just auto-generated it or something
that
like
is,
that. I don't know.
Yeah, I want to know more.
Crazy, crazy amount, but it'd be awesome. Buying a second-hand car.
Nah, yeah.
Mm.
I did recently.
You did?
I've had two now second-hand cars. As my brother, and I dare say you say, what's the point of buying a brand-new car? As soon as you leave the car yard, the value goes. And then who went and bought a brand-new car?
Oh, I didn't. I didn't win that argument. I lost the argument. I said, why don't we get a second-hand one? And they're saying at the moment how not to buy a car because obviously secondhand market's going crazy at the moment.
Ridiculous.
I mean, if you need a car, you have to buy one. So that's the thing. But they said that new cars, the increased waiting time now has increased by 250%.
It's ridiculous.
So still cars waiting for 6 months up to 12 months. Remember what I was saying about the RAV4s? It was like a 12-month wait.
It's, so if anyone needs a Mazda 626 2002, I have one.
You still got it, have you?
Yeah,
that's awesome. Dragons... April Sun in Cuba.
Nah, yeah.
Saw Dragon live a couple of years ago, and my gosh, they got the crowd going. What a tune.
It is a really good song, isn't it?
Oh, you could go all night, Josh.
Obviously referring to 60 Minutes with Scott Morrison, ScoMo, the PM.
Special.
You obviously know that they're not doing too well in the polls if you're doing... You're putting yourself out there to play the ukulele. And forget the words.
That's the thing. He forgets the words, so he repeats. But he doesn't even do it confidently.
No. And, I mean, but you got to give it every shot, don't you? I mean, he had a go. Yeah, you got to reward people for having a go.
I guess that's fair.
He's not my man still, but, you know.
He's having a crack.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
We love the Werribee Zoo, Josh. It's just a great place and it's so close. And one of the keepers joins us now, Mel. There is something exciting happening down there to do with the snakes.
Yeah, we've got a newly renovated enrichment space for our reptiles at Werribee Open Range Zoo. So they're able to get access and explore the space. It's really awesome to see.
So it looks like there's like water features going on. I mean, how well treated are these snakes?
Yeah, they are very well looked after. They have every feature you could possibly imagine. They've got a heated pool, water feature, climbing wall, and it's all temperature controlled as well. Yeah. So they're able to go in there all year round, which is really awesome as well. So the visitors can see them in there all year round a few times a week.
And it's not just snakes. You've got other reptiles in there.
Yeah, we're also able to give our lizards access. So we have a specially built tray insert which can go into the pool end, so even the lizards can have access to a really nice big pool and safe for them to use as well.
It's like a five-star resort, isn't it, for these animals?
They're the VIP, the lizards over in the corner. You've got the snakes out front.
Yeah, definitely. You can definitely say all of our welfare guidelines are well accounted for with our reptiles. They definitely live very well.
For sure. What's your favourite snake? I mean, a lot of people get grossed out by snakes and something like they don't want to run into them in the wild, I suppose. But what's your favourite snake, Mel?
Well, I've grown very fond of looking after our Madagascan boa constrictor, so I'm a little biased because I am working with them and they're just such an awesome species to work with, and each of them are different individuals as well. Like, one of them will love the water body that's in the space, and then another will love to go through the brows and tongue flicker and pretty much sense the environment. So they all react differently, which is really cool.
And how big are these snakes getting, Mel?
Yeah, so we have one of our boas, and she is 2 metres in length, so she can completely stretch out long in the space, which is really cool as well.
Oh, I mean, I like...
It's exciting, but it's...
It's good. We get to watch it from, you know, a safe vantage point, which is fantastic. And what about your lizards? Is there any quirky characters in the lizard family?
Yeah, so we have Picasso, Stumpy and Blotchy. So they're all completely different as well. So Stumpy's a little bit more shy and reserved, and Picasso is just a bull at a gate. He is just out there exploring, roaming around really, really quickly. So if we have to try and move him back inside, sometimes he's a little bit quicker for keepers. So it can be a bit of a lengthy process getting him out.
And so if we head along to the zoo, what can we see if we get up close and personal? Can the kids see all this happening in the pool?
Yeah, absolutely. So our snake exploratorium is just outside our Ranger Kids Centre. So everyone can have a look at the snakes and the lizards, engaging in the space and really exploring and having the greatest time in there.
Oh, we love it. We love the zoo. There's always something new happening there as well, which is fantastic. Mel, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
No worries at all. Thanks, guys.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.